أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى فقلنا يا آدم إن هذا عدو لك ولزوجك فلا يخرجنكما من الجنة فتشقى. صدق الله العظيم. Here for the next few ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, the malaika making sajda, and Iblis, shaitan, refusing to make sajda. One important aspect of the explanation of the Quran Sharif is relationships between previous verses and the verses that follow. When we look at the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about it and narrated it in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Hijr, Surah Kahf, here in Surah Taha, and then in Surah Sa'd, in six places in the Quran Sharif. And each time we will find that the ayats before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about an aspect and then related to the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Here in Surah Taha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the incidents of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam extensively. But one aspect of it was the Bani Israel got entangled with Samiri and the tricks of Samiri and the deviation of Samiri by worshipping the calf. So one is we will find deviation coming from humans. And here in the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah wants to warn us about the real trickster. So hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks, although briefly, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala warns the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we have an everlasting enemy, and that enemy will be shaitan from the very birth of a person right to the demise of a person. One can never feel free from shaitan and the enticements of shaitan. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدَنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Certainly, we revealed to Adam alayhi salam, or we instructed Adam alayhi salatu wassalam before, وَنَسْفَنَسِيَا. Then Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had forgotten. And this is the very, very important aspect with regards to our belief, and that is the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they are masoom, they are free of sin. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by making it clear, fanasiya, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had forgotten, that now eliminates the possibility of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam having committed a sin. And what was this Allah's command? That eat from everything in Jannah, raghadan, freely. However, not this one particular tree. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now shows that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had eaten, but it was because of forgetfulness. وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. And we found Adam alayhi salatu wasalam not to be, or we did not find him to be resolute. In other words, it was a slip, it was an error on behalf of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, but it was never a sin that Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had committed. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes back, and Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us that time is worthy of remembering. When we said to the angels, we said to the malaika, make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala blessed the offspring, insan. Allah ta'ala gave ikram. Allah honored insan. And hence Allah ta'ala says, فَسَجَدُوا They all made sajda. All the agents, angels made sajda. إِلَّا Iblis, but Iblis. In Surah Kahf, Allah ta'ala says, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ That he was from the jinn, he was not from the angels. And hence Allah shows us this lesson, that no matter what a person's condition could be, that on the one hand, he was an abid, he was a worshipper of Allah, he had knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him, but there was one thing that lacked, and that was his love for Allah and his love for the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence, Aba, he refused to make sajda. He had his rationale that Adam alayhi salam is made of clay, he is made of fire, and all of that. But the fact is that he refused to fulfill the commandments of Allah. And this is a lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is leaving you and I with. That the commandments of Allah we will never question. Whatever the commandment of Allah is, we will fulfill. There is no why and there is no how, but we will follow the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Faqulna ya Adam, but at the same time, we addressed Adam alayhi salatu wasalam before this, inna hadha aduwwul laka wa li zawjik, that certainly this, that is shaitan, is your enemy, and he is an enemy to your wife also. In other words, the whole of mankind and your progeny. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى Let him not expel you and remove you from Jannah. If that happens, then you will be in distress. You will be in difficulty. This was the address to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was in Jannah. For you and I, the address is simple. Let not shaitan come between us and our Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.